One of the things God does as king is administer divine justice to all people. Of course, many people today take offense at the idea that God holds them accountable, and that he plans to reward or punish them for their thoughts, words, and actions. But that doesn't change the fact that upholding justice is the right thing to do. Why is divine justice important?
Well, the Christian concept or understanding of divine justice is incredibly important for these reasons. First of all, because God is holy and transcendent, but also because of God's consistent character, we know that God's demands of us for righteous actions are not just some capricious choice on his part. He always acts out of his faithful, holy character. And so our concept of divine justice reminds us that God is not a capricious God. Secondly, our concept of divine justice reminds us that God wants us to participate and reflect his own righteousness. He wants us to enjoy lives that are filled with righteousness and therefore are evidenced in lives that seek after divine justice, that is, divine righteousness. And thirdly, the doctrine of divine justice reminds us how important we are in the grand scheme of things, that God has so exalted human beings that he takes our sins very seriously because of the glory to which we are called. Not because he's disgusted with us or hates us, but the glory to which we are called by our being created in his image. And so the concept of divine justice reminds us of some very important things. And finally, the concept of divine justice lets us know this. In the end, in this world that's filled with sin and suffering, in which sometimes wicked men and evil people seem to be carrying the day, it will not be so. For God's justice in the end will be done. His judgment will come. His mercy will be shown to those who have said yes to his mercy. But his judgment and his justice will be unflagging and unfailing.
I saw a news account just recently about courts going after the very last surviving Nazi war criminals. The prosecutor who was engaged in trying to hunt down these very last surviving war criminals said, "We have to do it because humanity and our sense of justice requires it." Well, we know that's right. There would be something wrong about a society that says, we know these horrible things were done, but after all, the perpetrators are old, and it's going to be tough and expensive and difficult to track them down. We understand, even in our human scale of justice, that justice just has to be achieved. But you know, the other thing we learn from the human scale of justice is that we never actually achieve justice. We can put a drunk driver in jail, but we can't restore life to the one who was killed in the accident. We can do all kinds of things in terms of sentences and punishments and sanctions, but we can't make things right. We can't give a paraplegic the ability to walk. We can't give the dead the ability to live. We can't give a mother back her child or a wife back her husband. Our human scale of justice reminds us that we're not good at punishing for what sin really is. You know, some of the most famous cases in American criminal history come, and there are people who've been given, individuals who've been given like 20 life sentences. Well, that's just to make us feel better because he only has one life to serve. We desperately need God's justice because all around us is a created order crying out that justice has to come. Inside our human hearts is the knowledge that justice has to come. We have, in our humble honesty, the recognition that we can't make this happen. There's only one who can bring that justice. There's only one who is infinitely just, infinitely wise, all-powerful, and able to bring this about. We yearn for the justice of God. And this much is clear. We're all going to see the justice of God.